Tiger Woods won a prize that he may not be in a position to claim for some time. He won the Tour Championship over the weekend, and he also claimed the first ever FedEx Cup. As the winner of Pro Golf's first so-called playoffs, he received a $10 million contribution to a retirement account. Tiger Woods, of course, is 31. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. And John, how do these playoffs work exactly?
Well, to put it in simple terms, Renee, there were four tournaments at the end of the year that only the top 144 players on the tour qualified for. And as they went forward, they eliminated guys. They went down to 70, then they went down to 30 eventually for this last event. Tiger was the leading points getter, money winner going into the playoffs. He then finished tied for second in one tournament, won the last two, dominating this past weekend. And as you mentioned, he gets that $10 million contribution to the retirement fund that when he collects it in 14 years will be worth closer to $29 million. So in addition to winning almost $11 million in prize money this year, that means he will ultimately get about $40 million for his work this year. Not a bad year.
And how impressive was Tiger Woods as he comes to the end of another season?
Oh, he's just, you run out of superlatives almost. He won seven more tournaments this year. He's now won 61 in his career, which puts him fourth all time at the age of 31, as you mentioned. He's averaging more than five tournament victories a year for his 11-year career. He's won 13 major titles. He just wins and wins and wins. Zach Johnson, who finished second yesterday, made the comment, they need to stop creating new events because every time they create a new event, Tiger wants to win it so bad, he just goes out and whips everybody.
Let's talk about another sports icon that's not doing so well. It's the Notre Dame football team. They played Michigan. Both teams were off to a bad start, and now it's worse for Notre Dame.
Well, you're right about that, Renee. Notre Dame is now 0-3. And only the second time in their history they've ever started 0-3, their storied history. They've been outscored in three games. Think about this number, 102-13. And they have yet to score a touchdown on the offensive side of the football. Charlie Weiss, their coach, came in with all this fanfare 3 years ago from the New England Patriots, basically announced himself as the next great coach. And now he's just trying to win a football game, much less become a Hall of Famer.
And how did this all happen?
Well, there was what we call in sports a recruiting gap. When there was a coaching change, they didn't recruit very well that year. Now they're playing a lot of young players. Teams, of course, want to beat Notre Dame. One of the sayings in college football is if you can't play for Notre Dame, the next best thing is to beat Notre Dame. And now they're vulnerable. They're playing a freshman quarterback. Of course, so was Michigan. And Michigan scored 38 points on Saturday. But they're a very young football team, and they're paying the price for it right now emphatically.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Cover Up, Mystery at the Super Bowl.